beginnt der Grand Daf, mit sagt es geht in Daf mit Beis, beginnt der Rav, beginnt his master, beginnt der Gemara, bei Ebet Shoshnei Shotum. We talk about that it was a slave owned by two different partners, and therefore the Yaakov would be going like everyone, because he only had half of him. So even Rabban would agree that he acquires when he frees his half, because he didn't leave over anything, and therefore it's like a woman, where it totally leaves. So Tzayis of Atami, we're going to say, wait a second. Well, the Rabbi Yezer, the Paragach Rebbe, when becoming of Tzadim and Alf, he holds, Ein Yochel Shachar Chalkoi, when you are just a partner, you can not just refree your part. Like we find that he holds that such a slave would not go out if you're a half partner with Shein V'ayin, if you're not going to desire his tooth. Because to be in an Abd HaMiyuchadloi, we needed to be your designated slave. Moki Hasam Ali Bey. And the Gemara explains that it's going according to him, Hadoma Meimer. This, that Ameimer says, Ishri Isha Shemachu B'Nechsim Elug, that if a man and a woman sell from the Nechsim Elug, which is the properties that the woman brings into the marriage, which she owns the property and the husband has the utility, so their partners in it, Lasha Lokum, they haven't done anything. And Rekama Hasam, and it says, Chetzi Abel Chetzi Ben Chayrin. So when you have, similarly, a half-slave, half-free person, B'chein Ebet Shoshnei Shutfin, and a slave of two partners, Pirish, Ali Beit Rabbi Elazar, the coin Rabbi Elazar, Ein Yoytzei M'Rashi Yevarim, does not go out with Rashi Yevarim. So you see that it cannot be Meshachar him, because it's not designated to him. So how are we saying that according to everyone, Ebet Shoshnei Shutfin, he would be able to free him? But Shlomo says, what you can say is, the Shutfin, the Hasam, this that we're saying the partners over there cannot free, it's different types of partnership. It's meaning when one owns the body of the slave and one owns the utility of the slave. Like the case of when you sell a slave to someone else. He made it with him that he gets to use him for 30 days. That's similar to the case of the partnership of the husband and the woman, where no one owns one owns the guf and one owns the peiros. Especially guf u peiros, but when your ownership is in the guf and the peiros, so yochel shachar chetzi, you could free your half, and because you own the whole slave in that half, in contrast to when you only own the guf or the peiros, and that's what the Gemara means over there. That Rav Elazar holds you cannot free if you only have half, which is just the one element, half of that whole element versus it does you're missing another element. Brother Kama Hassam, this thing Gemara says over there that Chesi Abel Chetz Ben Chayrin says, Taisis, you have to say that Hainul Mishnah Reina. That must be going like, because really we just explained Chesi Abel Chetz Ben Chayrin is whatever you have, you own everything, and that half you should be able to free. So you have to say that's going like the Mishnah Reina, which according to Mishnah Reina, you don't own. You don't have, you're missing in part of him. You don't get to have the peiros because you have to free him. So you're really missing that. According to that, is what the Gemara says over there. Oh, so then you can't free him. Again, because it's similar to the cases over there in Baba Kama. Contrary over here, we're going like the Mishnah Rishayna, where, yeah, you totally own half of him, both in the guf and in the peiros. But then it says, but then we're going to say, but Amim himself was brought previously, about Memo and Aleph. Chadlishna, according to one version, the mafker avdoi, when someone makes his eved hefker, yeshlei tokan b'shtar. But when you mafker him, so you don't have him in the mamonis, so you don't have the peiros, but you have the guf. So how could you free him? I thought a member says that you can't. The shtar says what he says, no. The shtar vade mafkir iser, if you're using a get shicher, for sure, that could remove the iser of the eved, which is all you have in that case of hefker. And this is what the Gemara previously said, just like a woman is only in that moment, but when you're not told to get shechur, but you're trying to do it some other way, then you're right, then you can't free him because you don't own the whole of that half. Next is Masal to begin with the Gemara. How the Amar Chatzi Chatzi. Regarding the contradiction we have in the two different prices, the one that says that both of them are not going to acquire each other, even though he gave over his whole estate to these two slaves. Is when he said, you get half and you get half. So Pesach Pendrash explained, what's this case, Toma? Shkazi B'shtar Echad wrote in one document, Chatzi Nechsalacha, half of my estate is you. P'chim B'sheini, and so to the second half of the Chavir, to his other slave. And Atulam Asim B'asachas, and even Gibi gave over to both of them at the same time, like Kanda they didn't acquire. Why? Because the Dilmuk is maybe Chad Palgu, the Kazim B'tavayu. Maybe it's the same half he gave to both of them, and then there's what's left over, and they might be from the leftovers, and therefore they're not going to acquire anything. But because Rabbeinu Shmuel, but this is difficult to Rabbeinu Shmuel. Why? To Haman the Kamer Kol Nixay. The words of the Brisa are Kol Nixay. All my properties. Mashma sounds like Shemitah that he explains. B'shtar the document Shachet Tishnas Lozeh, Loi Nas Lozeh. The hefter he gives to this one is not the same hefter he gave to the other one. They like call him a slush name, rather all, but he gave to both of them. That's question number one. From the fact that the Gemara is differentiating between when he says all or when he says half, it sounds like dafka amakule kam. That, yeah, specifically only when he says all of it, then they're going to acquire. But if he says half, from the fact that the Gemara is making that as the chilek, sounds like a filip pigish shaloi chatzi echan oisnush name. Sounds like that even if it wasn't the same half that he gives to both of them, ella hakol, rather displaying all of it, sounds like a falachi lekam. Even so, that they would not acquire. Not like the way it sounds like from Rashi, that's only because we might think it's the same half. So, rather than nearly Rabbeinu Shmuel, it seems to Rabbeinu Shmuel that the Rabbeinu Litamneh, Rabbeinu goes according to his opinion, Isla B'Perek Shem, the condition that he has in the second Perek condition of Nun Mabez, the Mimishetzu, and the Mimishetzu, and the Mimishetzu, of the halacha, what's called Kol She'in B'Zech HaZem. Whatever cannot be done consecutively, one after another, then the Fulav HaZech HaZem, and then even if you're doing it simultaneous, at the same time, it's not going to work. Now, if you do the half and half, even if it's all of it, but if you do one after the other, that wouldn't acquire. Why not keep in the Shire? Because you left over when you gave to the first one, and he might be in the second half. And the late Dhamma, the Shechach, is addressing the question. He says, and it's not comparable to when you free half him and you sell half him, that there works, because the Hasam have Bezach Hazeh there. It would be, if it's one after the other, imacher chetzi tchila. If you sell half him first, which you could do, then you'd have to free the second half, and then it would work. So at least one way it would work with zachas, it never could work with basachas. But over here, when it's half, it wouldn't work with zachas, because then it's not doing it at the same time. So each one's only getting half, and the first one already has half, and the second one's getting half. So therefore, it wouldn't work even with basachas. But it's a little bit difficult, according to his interpretation. Because then, if that's the case, the way he's explaining it, saying, ki amakuloi, then even when you say all of the, not chatzi chatzi, but that they should get both of it, all of it, there should also not acquire at the same time. Why? Since they one after the other, at least the sheni laikani, the second wouldn't acquire, because the first one really got everything. It's like the halacha when he gets engaged to two sisters. So the halacha is the inner makachas. Even if it does at the same time, they're not going to be engaged. Why? Keeping the bezecha zelay tavasi kedusha mishneir. Since if you do one after the other, obviously the second one's kedusha will not work as really engaged with the first sister. So levadi leshayach. So therefore, Tais disagrees. It says obviously it's not applicable what Rabbeinu Shmuel is trying to say. Kol she'ina bezecha zeh. This halachic concept of if it doesn't work one after the other. Elahecha shalishin meneya sasheni milach. Only if the first one holds back the second one from taking effect. Come on. For example, the shteachayis, like by two sisters, shemoyim kedusha rishonim malachol kedusha shneir. This first one's kedushin will prevent the second one's kedushin from taking effect. But over here, it's fundamentally different, because hadu lekani sheni bezeh chazeh. This is the second one freedom would not work after the first one. La mishum de lechazeh lekani, because not fit to acquire that the kinyan should happen. El mishum the kvar nistal kanoisin. It's just because the baal, the owner, is not here anymore. Bein Laben Klum, he has no rights in it anymore. So let's add on the words over here from the Teisa Rush to explain how it fits into the next line. V'i'asirishunah, if the first one would come along, the Zachman, that he got it already, the whole thing, he would give it to the second person, the second one would get it. So it's me to have a nice and like when someone gives his whole estate to two people. Because of Kolechad, he writes to each one of them that all of Nechse, my whole estate is given to you as a gift. V'zichel Mibazak is given to them at the same time. The Kabbal Kanachas, that's it, they acquired the whole thing. So that's because he's out of the picture already. Whereas over here, it's not because that's the idea over here, because he's just out of it. So that's therefore that doesn't, that's not the same thing as Kol Shein B'Zeh Chazeh, and there it would work for both of them to get it here also, but it works for both of them to get it. Now the next words, some say is another interpretation. Don't compare money, that's fit to divide, and could be in halves, like it says over there, that in the case of your marble aser, that you could go ahead and say that it's divided in that way too. And here's also the etzim, they could both work, therefore it wouldn't be a problem to say that, well, we do see it in halves, like over here by the slate. Next, there's why saying then regarding half, if it's Peshtai Echad, then even you say the whole thing wouldn't be acquiring it. It says, he cannot answer as we said before, Tana Sebel Gula Reisha, that the Sebel is just coming to reveal regarding the Reisha, because the Peshitta Bishtar Echad, because obviously one Darkman, Enchelik Ben Amachetzekhez Lemakula, we know that. We wouldn't have to say Legluye, there's no difference. It's a problem that you can't be in the same Shtar. So the Rebbe Gemara did not give that same answer. Next says, Matar Gun Digmar, Yemshal Rabbel Rabbe. And if it's the day of his master, so then you're going to give the payments to his master. So this is highly Mishnah Rishon. You have to say this according to the first version, obviously, which yeah, it depends on the day who he's working for. The Mishnah Achrayim, I say the Shalai, his handiwork is his. Because the Besamach Medamidle shortly the Gemara compares the Mishnah Achrayim the Mokav get Shichur to the just whenever get Shichur. So obviously monetarily we'd all go to him, and then it wouldn't be Yemshu Rabbi the Rabbi. But since there's me enough, you could even say there's a ramification of the Salacha after Mishnah Achrayim, even according to the final version of the Salacha. Kagoyin Bishal Yisem Gitanim. You could talk about a case when these minor orphans, the Lab Ben Ekfinin, they cannot be forced, and therefore you don't consider it as the same as Mokav Get Shechar. It would still be their half. Or you could say a case of when it's not a man, it's a woman, which, and Volenoga Ben Ekhevkin, they did not treat her in the Ben Ekhevkin, which then we don't say that we're Kleifin Leshachar, and then, yeah, it would be Yem Sharab Le Rabbi. But since Tesla says it's a little bit of a wonder, because Kibin Lefi Mishnah Chayin, this is according to the final version, Ma'isiyad of Shaloi, his handiwork is his. So if that's the case, Ma'ad Debach Le'el. So what does the Gemara gain on the Femur Manalas? Hahugar Vedak Ne'el Benay Cotton, the guy wanted to get away from it, so he acquired his half to his minor son. Problem is, V'amichi Shachar Chaveri Lepagi, the moment his partner freed his half, Miyad Zoch Eved Va'atzim, according to Mishnah Chayin, right away the Eved is Zeichin himself. Because probably Mokav Get Shechar, he's just like just waiting for the Get Shechar. So when you collect this of night, the only thing he could give over to his son, Zeilamashish Balei Baatzmai, by only what he has himself, which is just Isser, or Trey Loi, but more than that, so what was he trying to gain? So since Mashem Hikla Benai, maybe this guy was acquiring to his son his half, Chidm Shechar Shechar Chaber, before his friend freed his half. He knew that his friend wanted to free his half, and therefore he tried to do it beforehand. Some gear sides have. Then, time if you're going to say Yimshel Rabbi, the day of his master, my Rabbi, why is going to his master? The next thing he gives a fill of Sheves, even Sheves, the Lamacher, Oil, the Eved, that should be for the Eved, Yeshem, you could say, Nachi Chalke, Shehem, Zelazah, Fill Negicha, yeah. Even though obviously he's going to have relevance that he's not going to have to work the following day on his own day, but still, that's what the way he made it. Every day will be a black and white thing, be either for him or the master.